The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see Kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. Want to bring a little Hollywood excitement to your day? Take a few spins with Chumba Casino's brand new game, Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways. It's free and features 10,000 ways to play, giving you nonstop action, including thrilling bonus respins and cascading reels. Every spin brings something new. So step into the spotlight, enjoy the excitement, and play today at ChumbaCasino.com.
Ch-ch-ch-ch-chumba. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bird Show.
Abby crushed the last time we played this game. And we had so much fun, and Rebecca's got some more. So we're going to see if we can guess these movies based on some, I would say, quirky reviews.
Yeah, they're like meme, one-liner, joke reviews, and they're all sourced from Letterboxd. So Letterboxd is the social media site for cinephiles like me to rate and review movies, but its biggest export is these kinds of meme reviews. Like the top review right now for The Invisible Man is 1 star, I could see the man.
She wasn't invisible.
I could see him. 1 star.
Not as advertised.
So I'm ripping this game from Sean Cyclopedia on TikTok. I've pulled one-line joke reviews for the most popular movies on Letterboxd. I want you guys to guess what the movie is based on 3 reviews, and each one will give you a better hint.
Okay, are we ringing in like we did last time? I don't even remember how we did this last time.
We should have like some fun buzzers.
Well, we did it either.
I feel like you guys just like yelled the titles out as we played.
Oh, maybe.
If I had a buzzer, I didn't use it.
I think I just made that up, that we did it. All right, so we'll just yell out the titles if we know it then.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Okay, first movie. Funny how this is the height of the romance genre, and yet no one even kisses.
Much Ado About Nothing.
No.
What?
And no one even kisses.
That's a great movie.
Why do I feel like that's satirical? Like it's not actually a romance movie.
Maybe it's like 50 Shades of Grey instead.
But they do kiss.
And never been kissed, but they kiss at the end, right?
I believe so.
And no one even kisses. Can we get the second one?
Bring Back Yearning.
Sense and Sensibility.
No.
What is the Jane Austen one that just came out?
Persuasion? No. Emma? It's not Pride and Prejudice because they kiss in Pride and Prejudice. Oh.
Here's the third one. It's always, what you doing? And never, you have bewitched me.
It's not Pride. They kiss in Pride and Prejudice. I just watched it yesterday.
Well, this Letterboxd reviewer is incorrect.
I was totally going to guess Pride and Prejudice, but I literally just watched it. They kiss at the end.
They do?
They do at the end because they go through this whole thing about what she should be called. And she goes, you can only call me Mrs. Darcy when you're like really happy or whatever. And then he calls her Mrs. Darcy like 7 times. And then they finally kiss after like 3 hours.
Was it the director's cut?
No! I literally watched it yesterday. This is false.
Letterboxd is like the Oscars. They don't watch the whole movie.
Okay, next movie. Who says white people have no culture?
Oh, bless.
Dear God.
White men can't jump.
Who says white people have no culture?
Oh, okay.
There are so many movies that this could be.
I know. All right, give us a second one, please.
Sometimes a family is a mother and a daughter and a gay dad and 2 straight dads and 2 vodka aunts.
What?
And there are definitely movies, not like...
Yes. This is a very popular movie.
Birdcage?
No. Oh, love that movie.
This is a very popular movie. Birdcage.
That's a great movie.
Is it?
Yes.
I literally have never heard of it.
It's amazing. With Robin Williams, 10 out of 10, okay. You must see.
It's my favorite movie.
That's the one Wesley Snipes?
No.
Okay.
Oh, to be running around on a Greek island in the sunshine.
Oh my God.
did y'all say? Fine.
Ready, on the count of three. One, two, three.
Mamma Mia! A gay dad? Who's the gay dad?
I don't know. It's a meme.
Girl,
it's a joke.
They're all singing and doing dances. You think those men are straight?
I don't think they're being literal with their reviews.
Okay. Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind for Happy People.
Eternal what?
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. It's a movie.
Yeah, Jim Carrey, Kate Winslet movie that was very cerebral.
Mm-hmm.
For happy people?
Mm-hmm.
The 500 Days of Summer?
Oh. No, good guess,
that
though.
That is a good guess.
Thank you.
The Hulk and Gollum dance to Thriller together. Need I say more?
13 going on 30.
Yes, 13 going on 30.
Gollum.
Shout out, wait. So when she went back to being a teenager again, she didn't warn anyone about 9/11?
Oh, dang.
It's crazy.
Sorry, that made me laugh.
Okay, wake up, babe. It's time for your daily dose of communism.
The Hunger Games.
Yes.
Whoa. Cassie's on fire today.
Thank you.
Good job. Okay. White people scare me. So glad they're not real.
What? Get out?
Yes.
Oh, oh my God.
Uh-huh. Shout out. This is a documentary about Travis Scott meeting Kylie's family.
That one had to build in it.
It did. That's funny.
That's funny.
Okay. This movie is all about the... Sorry. This movie is all... I don't know why this is so funny. This movie is all about the powerlessness of being a brunette.
Brat, Legally Blonde?
No.
Oh.
That's a good guess, though.
Right?
Mm-hmm. It's nice that he gives her a lesbian haircut.
She's all
tangled.
That?
It's tangled. Okay, here's my last one. They always say yee-haw, but they never ask, ha ye.
Brokeback Mountain.
Yeah.
By the way, no kiss in Pride and Prejudice.
No, I literally watched it yesterday.
It's an alternate ending.
Ah, director's cut, see?
Alternate end. It's the only ending I've ever seen. What happens in the regular end?
It just says, I Googled it, and AI on Dr. Google, which is known for its accuracy, says they never actually kiss. There may have been a deleted kissing in an alternate ending, but it was not included in the actual theatrical final film.
No.
Is this like the Mandela effect? Like,
no. I know. I just watched it yesterday. I literally was in the theater with seven other women, and we all went, when it happened after 4 hours.
Oh, maybe they re-released it with the kiss and finally gave everyone what they've been missing their whole lives in theaters.
No, I've seen that scene 1,000 times. It's so ingrained confused. In my brain. It's ingrained. They're at Pemberley. They're sitting there. They just banged.
This might be the moment that Abby breaks.
Did you say they just banged?
They banged.
Wait, they banged and then you see them kiss?
No, I mean off screen, but you know they banged.
Oh, but the first time you see them kiss on screen, like the first time you see them kiss.
It's the final scene. They're surrounded by two fire pits. They're in their undies.
What is this movie?
On my, you're disrespecting Pride and Prejudice, my favorite movie of all time, on my birthday?
That's Rebecca's fault.
Yeah, I'm sorry, everyone.
The Bert Show.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.